Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO has been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends. We are broadcasting live across America and around the world. This is the Hour to Empower, with stimulating talk, views you can use, memorable quotes, and powerful life lessons. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. You always want to tune us on, tune in, and tune up with us to hear the best of the best. You do not want to miss any of our shows. Each show goes into our archives. Log into JoyceBarryandFriends.com, Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic on our homepage. You can play and download any of our shows, always informative, inspiring, and motivational. You want to share these special shows with your friends, family, and contacts. You can follow us on Facebook and become a Joyce Barry subscriber and even a fan by going to our Joyce Barry and Friends fan page. Be sure to check like. You can follow us on Twitter. You can follow us by going to our Blog Talk Radio homepage and clicking follow right below my picture. You can also message me in any of these venues about our show, about our guests, about anything. My official website is JoyceBarry.com. Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E. The chat room is open. Log into the chat room, have fun, and chat away. I go back and forth into the chat room during the show to see what is going on in there. Motivation, inspiration, and an education. Positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner. And then you will hear from our wonderful guest today. Folks, every day should be treated like a special day. We wish you the finest of friends, the opulence of opportunities, the magic of miracles, and the happiest of days. May this year be your best year ever.
Today's show, Never Ever Give Up, is hosted by yours truly, and I will be doing the show myself. I have such a great story to share with you that I didn't even have time for another guest. It's my favorite story. It drives home the point why you should never, ever give up. And no doubt you will be inspired that when something is that important to you, to not give up, to reinforce the belief that all things are possible. So here is a story exactly as it happened, my favorite story of all time, to drive home the point why you should never, ever give up. And I say that again, never, ever give up. Not when the odds are against you, not when there are huge obstacles in the way, not even when people tell you that you can't win. Never give up. Losers always lose and winners always win. Why do the winners win? They don't give up. This is a true story, folks. Several years ago, I was hired by a major telephone company to be their executive coach. They were having a weekend conference in Boston with their top executives, and they hired me to run a seminar for 3 to 4 hours on the afternoon of the first day. I was going to get several $1,000s for the few hours plus all travel expenses. I got to LaGuardia Airport bright and early, about an hour and a half before the scheduled flight. I was to meet the company representative at the airport who was taking care of the tickets and would be escorting me. I was feeling great and really looking forward to the seminar and the opportunity to work with this powerful company ongoingly. The gentleman rep was there and I came up to him, by which time he went to the ticket window to get our reserved tickets. He gave his name and got his ticket. He gave my name, they had my ticket, and asked for my ID. I had a lot of IDs on me. I had credit cards. I had an envelope addressed to me from the phone company confirming our arrangements. I had a bill in my purse in my name. None of those pieces of ID were acceptable. They only wanted government-issued ID. Please note, this was way before 9/11, and so government ID was never stressed. I was just told to have ID on me. I do not drive, so I did not have a driver's license. I never carry my Social Security card on me. I only take a passport to the airport when I am leaving the country on vacation. I did not have a government-issued ID on me. I might mention that I had no luggage. I didn't even have a carry-on. All I had on me was my purse and a large envelope, which is about the size of a legal pad. All that was in that envelope was what I needed for the seminar, just the business notes. Well, the airline personnel made it clear that they would not let me board the flight. They would not give me my ticket. I begged, I pleaded, I explained this was a very important business opportunity for me and I had to be on that plane. I showed them what was in my purse. I showed them what was in that envelope, just the legal pad with my notes. The company representative stood there all the time saying nothing. Why? I assume it was because he saw no hope and just gave up. He said nothing. I asked him to verify who I was, and he did that. I really could not believe that even the letter on me affirming the conference and that I was hired to be their speaker, that they wouldn't just accept that. Again, I had no luggage, no carry-on, just a purse and that envelope. I explained that I was never informed that I needed government ID. I told them I had to be on that plane no matter what. I was the scheduled speaker for the afternoon, and this was planned several weeks ago, and they really needed me as part of their overall executive conference. The airline officials could not care less. They told me to go home and get my ID and catch a later flight. I explained this was not possible since I would not make it in time. They told me they had strict instructions of making no exceptions. I asked for a supervisor and got one. Same position, would not budge. They said the rules were clear and that was it. They apologized and they felt bad, but said there was nothing they could do. I asked for the next level up, and they even brought out someone else. I asked for Mr. LaGuardia. I asked for who was in charge of the whole airport. They told me that the number one person was not expected until 8:30 a.m., the time the plane was scheduled to leave. I did not give up, not for a minute, not for a second, but I must say it was not looking good. Even with my optimism, persistence, and tenacity, it was not looking good. I wrote a note to this person in charge and asked that someone put it on his desk where he could see it the second he got to his desk. I asked if they'd leave a phone message. I asked that someone stand by his office to catch him the moment he got to his office. They agreed to all of this. I believe that they really wanted to help me but could not, would not think outside the box. It was rules, and rules had to be followed because they were all unwilling to take responsibility. I looked at them pleadingly and asked if I looked like a terrorist. I was desperate and even tried to get past security, even without my ticket. Of course, they stopped me, had no idea how I would have gotten on the plane without a ticket, but I tried everything. Well, the company representative did leave to go on the plane with instructions from me that I would really appreciate it if they could switch something on their agenda from the next day to today, and I would come the following afternoon to do my part. It was really quite impossible to get back and forth the same day, given New York traffic and the fact that I was well over an hour away from the airport. The representative was gone. My ticket was prepaid, so all they had to do was hand it to me. The plane was leaving very shortly, as they already called for boarding of that flight. I sat there waiting for Mr. Number One Airport Manager to arrive. After what seemed like an eternity, a gentleman came from the direction of the office and walked slowly towards me. I just knew that was the man. Before he even said a word, I got up and said, "Please, please, sir, you have to let me on that plane. Please, look, check my purse, check this envelope. I was hired by the phone company to do consulting work, and I cannot mess this up. It is one of the most important consulting assignments I ever got and could lead to so much more. Please, sir, you have to let me on that flight." Sir, I never got on my knees for any man, but I will for you. I will get on my knees right here, right now, if that is what it takes. He smiled and said, "Run, run," to the designated gate, and he told me he would call ahead to stop the plane, which is already moving out of the runway. Well, you know what, folks? I did run, and he had sent security with me to pave the way as well. We ran, we got to the gate, and then I found out it was the wrong flight. It was the New York shuttle to Washington. I needed the New York shuttle to Boston. I told the security there to call ahead to the Boston gate. I ran next to that gate. I told them they had to stop that plane, even if they wanted me to ride on the wing. In that instant, they were on the phone with the head man, who had obviously just realized it was the Boston flight I needed. Well, you know what? They stopped the plane. It was already moving way out of the runway, and the plane just stopped. The plane stopped for me. When I got on the plane, everyone was looking at me like, who is this celebrity that they would stop a plane for? Everyone was looking at me. I needed the company rep to know I was on board, since I had no idea where to go once I got off the plane, and he was supposed to be my escort. He certainly was useless as my spokesperson. I was stunned he did not fight for me. He had all his company ID on him. I had him verify who I was, and he did verify that I was who I said I was, but he did not fight for me. He did not speak up at all. So once I got on board, I announced his name so he would know I was there and asked that he raised his hand so I could find him. Of course, the seat next to him was empty since it was my seat. He was shocked to see me, shocked. I asked him why he did not speak up, and he said he thought I had no chance. Well, folks, I am here to tell you there is always a chance. There is always a chance when you never, ever give up. In retrospect, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I was there with a real man, an optimist, a positive thinker, a man of faith, they would have gone to bat for me. They would have done what real men do, and that is to step up to the plate and get the desired result. And folks, that is live from the unstoppable Joyce Barry, one who believes in miracles and one who never, ever, ever gives up. That is my story, and I'm sticking to it. That is my favorite story, because what are the odds of getting on the plane in the face of the battle for an hour and a half to have that happen? And no matter what I said, no matter what I did, they would not listen. They would not make any exceptions. Rules were rules, and that was that. So, folks, I ask you, what situations have you found yourself in? What situations did you believe there was no chance? For goodness sake, there is always a chance if you never, ever give up. And folks, on this show, Joyce Barry and friends, we promise to bring you positive messages every day, positive stories, quotes, music, songs, poetry, all kinds of things that will inspire you, all kinds of things that will make you feel good, that will give you inspiration and motivation to move forward in your life. That's what we are after all. Joyce Barry and friends, the number one worldwide radio show in our commitment and intent to make your life a better one, in our commitment and intent to make the world a better place. So I want to let you hear from someone else, our health guru and friend Beverly Nadler, on the reasons why you should be listening to us every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day. A way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
Let's make it the number one radio show, and let's make you folks number one. Be number one in your own life. The most important competition you will ever have in your life is you. To surpass whatever you've accomplished before, to go further, to step outside the box. So, folks, I shared with you my favorite true-to-life story of never, ever give up. And also, I just want to share a few other stories about why, as a success coach, I walk the talk and give you the tools you need to step outside your box and accomplish that which you will. I love contests, and it's always been a favorite hobby of mine. And one of the contests I entered was a Michael Jackson look-alike contest. Now, folks, mind you, I look absolutely nothing like Michael, not at all. I can't even moonwalk, but I did enter a Michael Jackson lookalike contest competing with professional dancers, African American, stunning men. And in that contest, it was judged by radio personalities, and the first prize was $1,000. Well, when I saw the lineup of the finalists for the contest, I made sure to tell them I wanted to be last because I know from experience that when I'm not last, they work 10 times harder to beat me because I'm so outside the box and uninhibited. So I did go last. And what I did was let me go back a step and say that I was wearing black gloves, the white socks. I wore a black leather jacket, which I borrowed from a friend. I bought a black curly wig. I had my face professionally done, so I did all those things. But I can assure you, folks, I looked absolutely nothing like Michael. What I did was perform to Bad, which was very popular at the time of the contest. And I was so out there, so extroverted, that the room was screaming. So after me, since I was the last one in the contest, as they were judging, all the contestants, the others came over to me, all the ones that were looking at me prior to the contest and saying, "What is she doing here?" They came over to me and they said, "Lady, you're something else." And yes, folks, I did win first prize in the Michael Jackson lookalike contest. First prize, I am so proud to say, it meant a lot to me because it proves once again that you have to be so far outside the box, you have to be so far ahead of, you know, the normal kind of thinking that has people stuck. So I did win first prize in a Michael Jackson lookalike contest. And folks, none of which I'm saying is that for the purpose of bragging, not at all. I'm actually very humble, but it's just to give you some perspective of who I am, the host of Joyce Barry and Friends, the creator, the founder, and all of that. I just wanted to give you insight on me because on every show, after all, I'm the one interviewing other people. I had a longstanding career on Wall Street. I was one of the first women in the world to be a stockbroker and had a very lucrative career, very happy when I did that, and then I became a success coach. And to this day, I am a master coach, which means I coach other coaches. It's something I love to do. It's something I'm very proud of. And what this radio show does for me is that it enhances the ability to coach people. As a coach, you're coaching one-on-one. You're coaching a company. You're coaching a team. So you're kind of limited at any given time in terms of your time, how many people you can engage with in a worldwide radio show. The sky is the limit. There is no telling how many people listen at any given time, thousands, hundreds of thousands. So it is something that I'm very proud that I have in my life because it does get my message out, and that means a lot to me. But I still love my one-on-one coaching, which I can do nationally. I do it via a telephone call, a scheduled phone call. I coach for home businesses as well. My website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com, will give you countless testimonials about my coaching. Here are just a few.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy, and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you could handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson. I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed? Charlie Sheen. Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
CoachJoyce@AOL.com. Email me for radio show. Email me, put radio show in the subject line, CoachJoyce@AOL.com. I always give anything connected to the show my utmost priority status, and I'll be happy to offer you a free consult on whether having a coach works for you, whether it's something you resonate with. And one of my specialties is having a home business. I'm also known as a guru in the home business field. So you can find out about that as well on your free consult simply by sending an email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com. First, let me share here how I choose a home business.
The home biz I choose will have to be a company whose products are so healthy. The company I call my own has an upline and leaders with a positive tone. The comp plan is generous, the products all great. It's time to join in, no reason to wait. We'll be smitten as we're sitting in a business that we are all winning. A company who does care, the business I must share with you.
Contact Joyce Barry, the home business coach, and you could start earning extra income today. Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com for a part-time, full-time, anytime opportunity. If you want to improve your finances, get out of debt, save money, and make money now. CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, that was the beautiful voice of Kurt Fitzpatrick. I wrote the words, and he sang the song for us. As my dad would tell you, I couldn't carry a tune if it was in a suitcase. Folks, the book The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill inspired me to have and write down my definite purpose. Everyone should have a definite purpose. It's that which keeps you going every day. It's that which gives you something to look forward every day. I'll share mine with you. My definite purpose is to coach people to live their best life as I do, whatever it takes to live mine. I will continue to coach people on using healthy products for a healthy lifestyle, on how to be more successful, on home-based businesses, and how to make more money, much more. My goal is to use the resources of this radio show, Joyce Barry and Friends, to make for a better world, a world of peace, acceptance, and equality for all human beings. That, as I said, was inspired by the book, The Law of Success, Napoleon Hill book. The modern version of the Napoleon Hill work is Ted Siuba, The New Think and Grow Rich, and that's a book I highly recommend. It just kind of brings everything up to current times. My vision is to be healthy, physically fit, mentally alert, emotionally calm and at peace, and always spiritually connected to God and my guardian angels, to be prosperous and have multiple streams of income, and lead, inspire, and empower others to do likewise. Financial rewards and life rewards come to me easily and effortlessly. I win friends and win major contests. This radio show, Joyce Barry and Friends, will be number one. Opportunities abound and miracles manifest as we all strive to change the world one person and one positive action at a time. That's all it takes, folks. One person and one positive action at a time. And folks, as you know, today I'm hosting the show, providing the show, because I have so much in terms of never, ever give up, and to coach you on why you shouldn't and what you should be doing to get out of your comfort zone. And I actually have an original poem about that. Your Comfort Zone by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Don't call your friends. Get off the phone. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Turn off your radio. Turn off the TV. I won't call you. Don't you call me. Really take heed of what I say. Get things accomplished every day. You have a goal, maybe two. How will you handle it? What will you do? You can go to a movie and have some fun, or you can work on your goals and get things done. The choice is yours. What will you choose? Do you want to win or think you will lose? Your thoughts will always determine your fate. Keep them positive. Keep them great. Make your list. Keep it real and take each goal and seal the deal. You can take small steps or a quantum leap as long as you're moving and not asleep. You will win at this and accomplish more. It'll make you happy each time you score. It's great to have a mastermind group. It's best to keep a coach in the loop. Just go for it. Don't fret or moan. Time to get out of your comfort zone. Folks, you know what a comfort zone is. It's that place that you hang out in that's comfortable for you, where you don't take risks, where you don't step outside the box. That's what your comfort zone is. If you want to have extraordinary results, you got to get out of that comfort zone and move forward and keep moving forward. And who did I say earlier on? The person to compete with is always yourself. So that's very, very important. Also, what you might need is some magic to have things happen for you. So here are my magical keys. The Magical Keys, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. Are you a mover and a shaker? Are you a barrier breaker? What is your personal code? Is it to be in a positive mode? When you're getting your job done, are you happy and having fun? There are 24 hours in a day. Are you using them in a constructive way? There are 168 hours in a week. Are you operating at your peak? Look for miracles and know they will come. Then you are blessed to receive each one. Every dream you want to come true, ask the universe to give it to you. Focus on having good health. Focus on unlimited wealth. Focus on everything you say to bring great opportunities your way. Focus on people both near and far that really love you for who you are. When you work and when you rest, visualize receiving all the best. Believe and know you can have it all, even when you're up against the wall. Believe it as well you should. Believe it when you're feeling good. Believe it when you're feeling blue, then feel good to make it come true. The key is to get energized. The key is to get vitalized. The key is to get ignited. The key is to get excited. So, as you can plainly see, each one is a magical key. These magical keys will open your door to having all that you want and even more. Grab one of those magical keys, folks, and have it happen. And, folks, if you're someone that says, I really want to have it happen, I'm committed to having it happen. Someday I'll have it happen. Someday I'll check out the website. Someday, someday, someday. For those of you who actually believe there is a someday, I wrote this for you. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you women, I ask you men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? If not right now, when? That is the question. As a coach, that is a question I'm always sure to ask a client when they say, I'm going to make X dollars. I'm going to join a home business. I'm going to check out the website. My question is always, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation to get healthy and off that medication to get wealthy? It's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? Folks, I'm always most proud of my celebrity endorsements. I don't recall if I shared with them with you earlier on the show. So just to be sure you hear it, because those are the ones that are really exciting to hear, I'll play them for you now.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba and I Think and Grow Rich. If you were thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, do send an email. Ask for a free consult. Just put radio show in the subject line, your name, your phone number, best time to reach you, and I'll be happy to extend one to you just for listening to this show. One of my favorite pieces, not an original, the poems that I played for you prior, they were original. One of my favorites, Time and Friends, I believe the author is anonymous, one of my best friends, anonymous. Let me share that with you now. It's very powerful.
Time and Friends, one of my all-time favorite inspirational pieces. Imagine there is a bank that credits your account each morning with $86,400. It carries over no balance from day to day. Every evening deletes whatever part of the balance you fail to use during the day. What would you do? Draw out all of it, of course. Each of us has such a bank. Its name is Time. Every morning, it credits you with 86,400 seconds. Every night, it writes off as lost whatever of this you have failed to invest to good purpose. It carries over no balance. It allows no overdraft. Each day, it opens a new account for you. Each night, it burns the remains of the day. If you fail to use the day's deposits, the loss is yours. There is no going back. There is no drawing against the tomorrow. You must live in the present on today's deposits. Invest it so as to get from it the utmost in health, happiness, and success. The clock is running. Make the most of today. To realize the value of 1 year, ask a student who failed a grade. To realize the value of 1 month, ask a mother who gave birth to a premature baby. To realize the value of 1 week, ask the editor of a weekly newspaper. To realize the value of 1 hour, ask the lovers who are waiting to meet, and I might add to that, listen to the show every day for that hour. You don't want to miss that either. Continuing on, to realize the value of 1 minute, ask a person who missed the train. To realize the value of 1 second, ask a person who just avoided an accident. To realize the value of 1 millisecond, ask the person who won a silver medal in the Olympics. Treasure every moment that you have, and treasure it more because you shared it with someone special. Special enough to spend your time. And remember that time waits for no one. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. And that by one of my favorite authors, Anonymous.
Indeed it was. And hopefully that inspires you, as it does me, to realize and acknowledge the importance of your time, the value of even a millisecond. Another piece that's a favorite of mine comes from the website johnbelltoday.com. John Bell is my all-time favorite radio personality. He was with Z100, the number one radio show in New York, for about 30 years since its inception. And I found this piece on his website, johnbelltoday.com. Love the piece. Want to share it with all of you.
It's funny how every once in a while we start reflecting on life. Has it ever made sense? Will it ever make sense? We wonder why we spend so much time doing things we have to do and so little time doing the things we really want to do. We spend so much time with people who add nothing to our lives and so little time with people we love. We acquire too much that's only temporary and too little that has lasting value. And we face new challenges, but usually with old ideas. We open and close our hearts at the wrong times, often letting in sorrow, excluding joy. We figure out the answers, but usually long after it's too late to solve the problems. And yet we rise each morning, ready to fill another day with our hopes and dreams and aspirations, determined to make it all different, do it better, do it right this time. Our dreams are filled with hopes for new tomorrows. And as Langston Hughes said, hold fast to your dreams, for if dreams die, life is but a broken-winged bird that cannot fly. So we must all hold fast to our dreams, so that even when our wings are broken, our spirit is not. Go out and have a great day.
And that by John Bell, our friend, a regular on our show, The Voice of Reason. And speaking of dreams, there is an original song by Ariana, also known as Dr. Denise Nadler, also known as Beverly Nadler's daughter. But this is such a beautiful song with the voice of an angel, Ariana, as I said, also known as Dr. Denise Nadler, Dreams Don't Die.
Dreams don't die, so the years go by. chasing her distant star. Feels a blazing fire deep within her soul. When she will get there, only heaven knows.
Folks, since dreams don't die, then you have to think about it, that it's time to realize your dreams. Here's another original song by Ariana. It's Time. And folks, it's time to know the power. Another original song by that beautiful angelic voice, Ariana.
unending.
There's a feeling that I get no words can explain. I look inside your eyes, sunlight through the rain. You touch my heart so deep within.
And folks, here's the space where spirit soars. Once again, with Ariana.
There's a meaning to every flower ever grown, every bird that's ever flown over a tree. There's a blessing to every word ever spoken, every song when silence is broken so softly. When we get lost and think that we can't find our way, when we're searching in our minds and don't know what to say,
folks, you know the truth. You know what you need to do to get more of what you want in life, to have your dreams come true. That was the angelic voice of Ariana. You can Google her at Dr. Denise Nadler, N-A-D-L-E-R. That's Beverly Nadler's daughter. She's a chiropractor. She's a songwriter. She does many, many things, including training, speaking engagements. She's awesome. So, folks, let me leave you with never, ever, ever give up. And when you make that commitment, you will see how much more in life you will have. And let's celebrate that now.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop, I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun. She's
wow.
a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roommates.
What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers, new customers, people named Willie, dog lovers.
That's awesome.
Everyone gets a free phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your select free phone from brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Sales tax not included. Phones free after instant and mail-in rebates. Upgrade fee may apply. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Welcome to Metro PCS.
Hi, I heard you're giving free phones to everybody?
Yes, right now everybody gets a free phone. You and your friends, cousins, neighbors, roommates.
What if I'm already with Metro PCS?
Yeah, it's for existing customers, new customers, people named Willie, dog lovers.
That's awesome.
Everyone gets a free phone at Metro PCS. Come choose your select free phone from brands like Samsung and LG. Metro PCS. Wireless figured out. Sales tax not included. Phones free after instant and mail-in rebates. Upgrade fee may apply. Excludes numbers on the T-Mobile network. See store for details and terms and conditions.